Let's be the helping hand they deserve. It's Smiles Tip Jar. Proudly supported by lottoland.co.za on Smile 90.4 FM.
Desmond Solomon is on the line with us this morning. Desmond, thank you so much for making the time. You're the director of the Community Philharmonic Orchestra. Please tell us what you do.
Good day to you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. The Community Philharmonic Orchestra was born about 3 years ago. And the target at the time was to create a platform for professionals and amateurs to play alongside each other on the same stage. This was a mentor program that was created. So you'd always have an amateur playing next to you. And with that, it's not only for school leavers, but also for those that have a day job, but wants to exercise their talent on platforms in that way.
Desmond, just specifically with regards to the Community Philharmonic Orchestra, how many people are involved in this orchestra?
In total, we're now standing on 84 members within the orchestra, big band, and vocal section.
Now, the way I understand it, Desmond, and correct me if I'm wrong here, the Community Philharmonic Orchestra is not just about music and everything to do with music. These are communities that are in dire need, so you often have to feed these young mouths as well.
Yes. We use this opportunity, and sometimes we get the sponsors to help us in that way. And we're thankful for our corporate sponsors. Unfortunately, we haven't received anything from government yet, because many see us as a part time, but our programs are full time, and through these programs we break for a lunch break or tea time, and we actually use this opportunity for the orchestra members to feed the community, especially those musicians and kids that's doing the recorded classes. We use the opportunity to feed them as well.
Desmond, just on a personal level, how has this COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown impacted the work that you do?
Oh, tremendously. With what we've been going through with the pandemic, we've seen the need that the actual players, because they don't even get a stipend now, that the actual players, they also need food now, and we've been, you know, collecting hampers and food parcels actually to see to our own players. You know, we are family as we are players, but need to see to their needs now.
Wow, it's a huge undertaking, all underpinned by your love for music. I'm sure that you could do with a little bit of help, Desmond.
That would be much appreciated. We would welcome that, and it would go to good use within our orchestra as the players that need food, as well as in the community. Look, our number one now is feeding more than workshops, but because that has become a greater need now over and above music, we'd like to get to the stage where we can give the workshops again and give the presentations, but the greater need now is feeding.